The first step on the road to your financial future starts now. This is the Countdown to Retirement Podcast with Greg Macinus, powered by GMAC Family Financial. As both a national speaker and published author, Greg has been providing financial strategies, solutions, and planning to both businesses and families alike. Now he's here to do the same for you. For more information, log on to GMACFamilyFinancial.com. Now, the Countdown to Retirement Podcast with Greg Macinus.
How long do you expect to live? That's a critical question when calculating retirement plans. It's a hard one to answer. And once you have a guess, how can you put it to the test? That's what we're talking about on today's Countdown to Retirement with Greg Macinus with GMACFamilyFinancial.com. Greg, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Rob. How about yourself?
Doing great. Basically, we're talking about something called longevity risk. Now, some researchers in Brazil, Greg, claim they've created a simple test that might predict mortality risk. Greg, it kind of goes like this. You stand on one leg with the other tucked behind your knee. Okay, can you visualize that?
I'm looking at it right now, Rob, yes.
And your arms are at your sides for 10 seconds. They claim the longer you're able to hold this position, the longer you'll live. I don't know if I could even do maybe 20 seconds on that. I don't know. What about you?
I think my longevity would be very short if I had to do it that way.
So, Greg, when it comes to figuring out longevity for retirement purposes, this is a pretty important number. So how do you calculate it?
Well, Rob, we look at a lot of different factors, and a lot of people that know us here at GMAC, we don't base anything on opinions. So we're not going to make anyone do the bazillion study here and stand up and do that, first of all. The second thing we look at, I ask questions about their family history. You know, tell me about your parents, your grandparents. And I've had some people say most of the males in our family haven't lived over 71 years old. So again, we look at different factors, what they say. We look at what Social Security tables say, and we kind of look at all the factors out there. But I'll tell you the truth, I keep it real simple. I want to say, you know, we're living longer with longevity. I want to make sure we have a plan that can last to age 100 plus just in case. So if we don't have to worry about all these what ifs out there, if we have a plan that's going to last that way, we know we can make sure we're going to have a fully funded retirement.
So once you come up with a longevity number, what's the next step?
Well, first of all, you got to test a plan. And here at GMAC, we got some really cool software that we use with Retirement Analyzer. So first of all, we got to get all the correct numbers inside. So we get all the incomes. We know what they're making in their Social Security, their pensions, and so forth. Then we get all their assets in there. And once we look at all their assets, if they're qualified assets, meaning they've never been taxed, or they're non-qualified, they've been taxed already, we get all those in there. But here's the key one, and this is a big eye-opener in most people, is expenses. And they were usually give me a number, but then when I send them an online form to fill out, they say, wow, that was an eye-opener. They really see what they're looking at. But once we know that, we have a cash flow, we look at taxes, and then we say, okay, if we say we want to make this and we got to keep up the cost of inflation and things like that, will your plan today make it to age 100? And once I hit that little retirement button, it shows me a green, or it may show me a red line. A red line means maybe at age 92, it says they're going to be out of their assets. They're going to be living on Social Security and pension only. So then we need to readjust so we can make sure that red line will go away at the age 100. So that's how we do it here at GMAC Family Financial.
Now, is this something called a Monte Carlo analysis? I've heard that being offered by other advisors, or is it something very similar to that?
Yes, we look at both, of course. But really, people always say, what is a Monte Carlo analysis? I talk about that in my seminars. And basically, you look at a Monte Carlo analysis, you know, engineers use that when they're going to build a bridge, you know, make sure it's going to stand the test of time. They use it for astronauts. But the one that a lot of us probably knew, if you're ever at a casino, and we saw the Super Bowl was at Vegas this year, is a lot of the people in those casinos, they use the Monte Carlo analysis to see, make sure the house is going to win. So it basically is going to predict if you have enough money, if it will last the test of time. So we really like using all the different tools because we don't want to use opinions. We use a lot of stress tests to make sure that when our clients say they want to stop that paycheck coming in, they want to retire, they know they got the piece to know it's going to work for them.
And let me go ahead and ask the obvious question. How accurate are these stress tests?
It's only as accurate as the numbers we get in. So if we get all the numbers in, it could be really good. But what we do it here at GMAC is life events happen. Just because we have a plan today or we retire in 5 years from now, things can happen in the workplace. You know, health-wise, events can happen. So we want to make sure that we're not only looking at the beginning, we're stress testing this throughout the plan. So we make sure that we have our annual meetings, making sure that things are going to always be up to play for them.
Coming up with a retirement plan is one thing. Trying to determine if it'll go the distance is another. Greg McInnes and his team at GMACFamilyFinancial.com can give you those answers with some of the analysis we just talked about. Don't forget, your first consultation is complimentary. And with that, Greg, we give you the last word.
Thank you, Rob. This is such an important topic because we work all these years, and the biggest joy I get is looking at a client and their tears coming down their face when they're saying, Greg, I'm retiring. And I just remember Steve just 2 weeks ago, and he says, I had my Excel sheets and now put this into your retirement analyzer. He had tears coming down his face saying, thank you, Greg. Thank you, team. It makes me and my wife, Carol, know that we will be able to have a stress-free retirement. So that's what I look at. So we look at one thing on stress testing. I always use this analogy. If you have a car and if you rub your hands together, what do you feel? You feel heat. Well, heat in a car is not good, right? It could make the engine go bad. Same thing. If we don't stress test your plan, you could have leaks in your retirement. Here at GMAC, we want to make sure we plug those holes so you can have a stress-free retirement. You want to know more about how we do these things? Please get on our website at gmacfamilyfinancial.com and set up an appointment, and we'd love to stress test your plan. And we thank you so much for listening today, and you have a terrific and blessed day.
Thanks for listening to the Countdown to Retirement podcast with Greg McInnes. For more information, reach out to Greg at gmacfamilyfinancial.com. That's GMACFamilyFinancial.com.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Insurance and annuities offered through Greg McInnes, NPN number 1204483. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. GMAC Family Financial Services is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.